KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Well, the high school football season got underway in full swing last night with games around the area, and we had an eight-man game for you here on the radio last night as Exira EHK got down early. They were trailing 6-0 at the end of the first quarter in Anishinaabemowin, but it was all Spartans after that as they got things going. Brady Hansen scored three times as the Spartans picked up a 35-6 victory over the Anishinaabemowin Blue Devils, and a lot of players getting in on the act down the stretch. Martin Olson had their last touchdown run as they pulled away in the fourth quarter and able to wear down the Blue Devils to get that win. 35-6 the final for Exira EHK. Other games from around the area last night, Clarinda got a good performance from their quarterback, Jacob DeGase, and they lead a 34-14 win over Atlantic at the Trojan Bowl last night as the Cardinals get that opening season win. Atlantic drops their opener at home. Harlan was a 44-7 winner over Denison Schleswig. Norwalk beat Creston 26-7. Glenwood shut out Red Oak 35-0. Dallas Center Grimes over Carlisle 39-6. Winterset beat Oskaloosa 20-9. And ADM eked by Perry 14-13. In Class 2A action, as teams featured in 2A, a lot of these are mixed class matchups here in week number one, but just teams that are included. Shenandoah shut out Riverside 25-0. Carroll was a 24-7 winner over Camper Catholic. IKM Manning knocked off Esac County 7-6. Southeast Valley was a 28-20 winner over Manson Northwest Webster. Des Moines Christian beat West Central Valley 36-6. Games that featured 1A teams included on Thursday night, Audubon beat AHSTW 26-21. Cherokee, a winner over Oldabout Arthur Batter Creek, Ida Grove, 34-0 last night. Also last night, Logan Magnolia beats Missouri Valley 27-6. Underwood beats Tri-Center 70-14 as Nick Peterson led the charge there for Underwood, throwing four multiple touchdown passes in the win. Also, a couple of games that were moved to today and moved to Morningside College. Trainer is at Lawton Bronson here tonight, and Westwood is at West Monona here tonight. Both those games are going to be played at Morningside College at Olson Stadium. The Westwood-West Monona game gets underway at 4 o'clock this evening, and the Trainer Lawton Bronson game will start at 7:30 tonight there at Morningside College. Also in Class A matchups, it was Bedford beating Griswold 35-0 last night. St. Albert beat up on Thomas Jefferson 45-14. Maple Valley was a 14-7 winner over Alta Aurelia. And games that also featured Class A teams included Southwest Valley beating Clarinda Academy 15-0. Pleasantville, a 16-7 winner over Colfax Mingo. Woodward Granger beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 8-0. It was Central Decatur 46-8 over Nottoway Valley. Southeast Warren knocks off Cardinal 14-7. And it was Earlham 65-20 over Woodward Academy. And Albia over Mount Air 36-6. In eight-man football last night, of course we mentioned the game that we had for you, Exira EHK 35-6 over Anishinaabemowin. East Mills beat Booyer Valley 32-6. MMC over River Valley 60-0. Newell Fonda beat West Bend Mallard 34-18. It was Arweva over Remsen St. Mary's 72-42. Sydney beat West Harrison 47-24. Kingsley Pearson over Clay Central Everly 68-24. And Fremont Mills over Woodbine 65-8. In eight-man play featuring some District 7 teams. Cam was a winner over Adair Casey, 66-8. Coon Rapids Bayard, 52-8 over Charter Oak Ute. Glidden Ralston shut out Remsen Union, 48-0. Stanton shut out Guthrie Center, 24-0. Mormon Trail was a 62-44 winner over Murray. Wayne beat Ankeny Christian, 74-26. And Lennox, 56-18 over East Union. Also, it was Essex topping Lamoni, 34-24. That breaks a winless drought for the Essex football program that dates back to the year 2012. That's a look at high school football scores for you from last night around the listening area. Also in sports on the high school front, tracking back a little bit to an event that took place on Thursday, the Guthrie Center Cross Country Invitational. Panorama Girls and Des Moines Christian Boys won that invite Thursday. On the girls' side, it was Panorama in first, followed by Exira EHK second. Adair Casey Cam was third, Griswold fourth, and Southwest Valley fifth. Also in the individual portion of the race, it was a top two finish for Des Moines Christian, Sydney Clark and Oksana Covey there in the top spots. Devin Kimball and Brianna Hoffman of Panorama were 3 and 4. Emma Harper of East Union finished fifth. Caitlin Holliday of Adair Casey Cam was a sixth-place finisher. Emily Kopic of Exira EHK was seventh. Anna Young of Griswold was eighth. And Rose Anderson of Exira EHK was ninth. On the boys' side, team results, Des Moines Christian took the top spot, followed by Panorama, Ogden, Adair Casey Cam, and Martinsdale St. Mary's there in the top five. Individually, it was Andrew Stumbo of Ogden winning the race with a time of 17:24.57. Evan Wilson of Exira EHK was right behind him in second place. Tyler Ketchum was third, followed of Des Moines Christian. Jacob Bulliger of Lennox fourth, and Chance Webster of Panorama was fifth. Kale Bilheimer of Adair Casey Cam was sixth. And that's a look back at that Guthrie Center Cross Country Invitational this past Thursday. In Major League Baseball last night, rookie Kelby Tomlinson lined a bases-loaded single up the middle with one out in the ninth against previously unbeaten Kevin Sechrist. And the San Francisco Giants topped the Cardinals 5-4 to snap St. Louis's five-game winning streak. Left fielder Brandon Moss grabbed another glove from the dugout and moved in to make a five-man infield. Then Tomlinson found a hole against Sechrist. Marlon Byrd hit a grand slam off of 15-game winner Michael Wacha in the third inning for the Giants, who kept pace 2.5 games behind the NL West leading LA Dodgers. St. Louis Cardinals closer Trevor Rosenthal was put on the paternity leave list Friday as the club opened the weekend series at San Francisco. The NL Central leaders recalled right-hander Sam Tuvilala from AAA Memphis, and he could be used in late in games. Manager Mike Matheny didn't specify who would close out games in Rosenthal's absence, saying he might consider matchups and the state of the bullpen. And we'll have the Cardinals for you tonight again against the Giants, and actually late this afternoon, 2:10, the pregame start time. They'll get a first pitch going at 3:05 here this afternoon on KJAN. Kendrys Morales hit his 15th homer. Edison Volquez pitched into the 7th inning, and the AL Central leading Kansas City Royals beat the Tampa Bay Rays 3-2 on Friday night. Morales put the Royals up 3-1 with a 2-run shot in the 3rd off of Erasmo Ramirez. That struck an overhanging catwalk. He had 89 RBIs this season, including a majors best 46 with 2 outs. Other scores from Major League Baseball and interleague play. It was Boston over the Mets 6-4 in 10 innings of play. The Yankees beat Atlanta 15-4. Arizona over Oakland 6-4. In the American League, Toronto beat Detroit 5-3. It was Cleveland over the Angels 3-1. Texas beat Baltimore 4-1. Minnesota shut out Houston 3-0. And Seattle 2-0 over the White Sox. In the National League, Pittsburgh beat Colorado 5-3. Miami 4-3 over Washington. And Philadelphia 7-1 over San Diego. Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 5-0. And it was the Dodgers over the Cubs 4-1. And we mentioned that late game, San Francisco 5-4 over St. Louis. In Pacific Coast League baseball action, Omaha beat Fresno 3-2 in 11 innings of play last night. Sacramento at Iowa was postponed due to rainfall, so they'll have a doubleheader today. They had first game set to go at 5:08. Second game at 7:38 there over at Principal Park in Des Moines, so a back-to-back doubleheader. And Fresno is at Omaha over at Warner Park today for a 7:05 start time this evening. Those teams will also play again on Sunday. Alex Smith threw for 171 yards and two touchdowns in less than a half, and the Kansas City Chiefs offense looked the sharpest it has all preseason in a weather-shortened 34-10 victory over the Tennessee Titans on Friday night. The game was called with 3 minutes 50 seconds remaining after thunder rumbled and lightning streaked across the sky. Heavy rains had turned one end zone basically into a lake. Smith was 16 of 18 before giving way to third-string quarterback Aaron Murray just before halftime. Murray played the rest of the game for the Chiefs, throwing for 146 yards with two touchdown passes and an interception as backup Chase Daniel got the night off. Marcus Mariota got off to a slow start for Tennessee, misfiring on his first three throws, but the first-round pick out of Oregon was 7 of 8 for 99 yards the rest of the half. And a week before the start of the football season, the University of Illinois fired coach Tim Beckman after an investigation found he tried to influence medical decisions and pressure players to play with injuries. Offensive coordinator Bill Kubit takes over for the Illini's home opener against Kent State next Friday. Let's look at some of the latest sports here this morning on KJAN Sports, brought to you this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.